Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you so very much for being here. I appreciate you very, very much. So the next few episodes, we are going to be talking all things strategy. Now, in human design, when we talk about strategy, we are talking about the way in which we can best use our energy to move with flow, not force. Or as my human design coach so beautifully puts it, it's the difference between swimming against the current in someone else's stream or floating down your own on a floaty with a cocktail in hand. I will just mention that in episode 6 to 10, we covered off the different energy types. So if you missed those, go and take a listen, because once you become familiar with the energy types and your energy type, your strategy is a lovely layer that sits on top of that. Now, today's episode is all about the generator and many-gen strategy, so let's dive in. So generators and many-gens, your strategy is to respond, and I guess you are asking and wanting to know, well, what does that really mean? So like we covered off in the episodes on energy types, for generators and many-gens, your energy, how you are here to experience the world, but also how you are here to be experienced by others, is like a force field. That sacral energy that we spoke about on those episodes gives off a really very capable and dependable energy. And that energy, it ripples out to create an energy field of availability around you. The sacral is like a magnet, and it pulls life force towards you, including everyone around you too. And again, as someone who lives with two generators and also work closely with a generator, we also can pick up on this availability. So we might ask you to do something independently, or we might ask to collaborate with you on something. I know my grade partner was always being asked to do things, firstly, because she is super talented, but also because she has that very reliable, dependable, capable energy. And if you are a generator or a many-gen teacher or educational leader, you might also notice or have experienced this for yourself. Generators and many-gens are always responding to their environment and receiving input from the world around them. A generator is always checking in with how they're responding to what is coming into their energy field. And likewise, a many-gen. However, a many-gen has the capability to respond to multiple things at once due to their multi-passionate essence. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty of responding as your strategy. So often generators and many-gens get a bit like, well, what does it mean to wait to respond? Waiting to respond is not doing nothing. You're not passively waiting. You are actively in response mode all the time, just like I mentioned before. You are always responding to life in a very yes-no capacity. You are here to be in the flow of life. It is a very clear, objective, honest, moment-by-moment mechanical response that connects generators and many gens to who they are, what they love, and what they value. We live in a very go out there and make it happen type society. So that real initiator energy. But when generators and many gens initiate, and especially many gens who will strongly feel this pull because of their hybrid nature with the manifestor, but when generators and many gens do initiate or force or push or rush, that energy is going to eventually feel stuck. Or you will feel resistance and you're going to start feeling like you cannot move forward. And this will start to feel and present itself as frustration. Now, this does not mean that you cannot ever initiate something, start a movement or create a mission or dive into something that you are passionate about. But the most aligned way to do this is to initiate after responding. One of the ways I see this playing out in a school or educational setting is perhaps with some kind of initiative or project that you may feel would be of benefit for the school community. Instead of launching yourself into action and potentially coming up against that resistance, instead, allow yourself the opportunity to respond to what is taking place. Remember, you are always responding to your environment. So get clever about how you get to be exposed to opportunities that you then get to respond to. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart. Take a screenshot of it on your phone and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about in regards responding is related back to what I covered on the energy type episodes, and that is that generators and many gens have a really clever way of knowing if they are responding to something that is going to bring them joy or excitement or give them that lit up feeling. And remember that this is how your energy type is in its highest service to yourself and to others. It's when you're doing something that you love. And that comes from the sacral center. You are going to feel the excitement and the desire for things you really want to do in your gut. It's like it's giving you the green light. So when you are in the response mode, when opportunities are presenting themselves, and when that ping hits your energy field, ask yourself, is this expansive or contracting? Do I want to lean into this or do I want to lean out? This is where you are going to find your answers and fall into the things that feel most aligned. The things that feel like, oh yes, that's exciting, I want to explore more of that. It may start as a seed of curiosity that keeps getting bigger the more you feel into it, or it may even be an instant hit of expansion. Everything that sparks a passion inside you is trying to get you to follow it. And if you do, it leads you right to everything you desire. I will just add that these yeses and nos might even have sounds attached. I would challenge you to see if you respond with sound, especially as a generator or many gens. And since learning and studying human design and being more aware, I've definitely observed and connected sound response to the generators and many gens in my family, and I can almost always tell if they are going to decide a yes or a no purely based on the sounds that they make. Yes or no questions and this or that style questions really help generators and many gens with responding too. So instead of asking broad style questions where you are most likely going to get a response of, I don't know, or you decide, bring it back to two or three options. This is also super relevant to children too. Think about in your classrooms and when you're asking these broad style questions and you get a I don't know or a shrug. This could possibly be a generator or many gen child who just wants to be given two options or go through a process of narrowing options down using a this or that strategy to arrive at an answer. Just something to be mindful of. And of course, if you are a generator or many gen adult, this is equally as effective for you too. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together today. I'd really love if you are a generator or many gen, or if you have a generator or many gen in your family, get curious about what responding feels like for you, or if you have a generator or many gen in your family, get curious about what it looks like to you when they are in that response mode. Are there examples or experiences that you can think of already? Let me know. If you would like to message me or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.